Hey you, yes, you, the one driving to work, folding your laundry, walking your dog, or maybe just lying on the couch, staring at the ceiling and wondering, why are we doing all of this and why are we all here? Welcome to Mind Over Matter podcast, a space where we unpack the mind of the matter. Not only mind over matter, like pushing through the pain, but the mind of the matter, the core, and the center, thinking behind what we do, why we do it, what we feel, why we feel it, and I guess the way that we see life. So I've always been fascinated about the question, why do we think the way that we do? And why is it that two people from completely different worlds can walk away from the same moment having two completely different stories about why something happened? So it really is, I guess, the center of the reason why we're having these conversations is asking those deep questions that we sometimes run away from. Why do we sometimes hold ourselves back, even when opportunities are right in front of us and the door is wide open? Why do we struggle to pause and think and ask ourselves, what do I really believe about this situation? Why am I actually doing things the way that I do them? So that's what this podcast is about. It's about peeling the layers of our everyday life. A very interesting time and space. Things like motherhood for myself, careers, you know, moving up the ladder, and what that looks like, health, change, and all the weird and wonderful things that are happening around us, including adulting. So, yeah, but we're not just going to get into fluffy chats and, I guess, surface level ranting about the world, what's happening around the world and everything in between. We are also going to look into a little bit of research in terms of the social sciences and, you know, the psychology behind the things that happen, and also some stories, exploring different perspectives of why or how people might see things differently. And I guess the reason why we're having these conversations is, if we're honest with ourselves, life is loud. Everything around us is so loud. Social media is loud. Our everyday lives are loud. We come back with so much noise in our heads and so much around us. And the world around us is noisy. So in the middle of all that noise, the middle of all that confusion, I think it's important that we stop and ask ourselves those deeper questions. Ask ourselves, you know, do we tie our worth to our productivity? You know, why motherhood is such a joy, yet so frustrating and so lonely at the same time. You know, why do I feel stuck even though I've ticked all the boxes and have seemingly achieved all the things that I am meant to have achieved? You know, is this it? I was having a conversation with a friend the other day who asked exactly the same question. You know, I'm married, I have the children, I have the career. Is this it? So, you know, exploring all these things, and by saying all of this, I'm not saying that I have the answers. I'm not saying that I know the solutions to some of these things, but, and this is also not a TED Talk. You know, it's not a TED Talk of I figured it out and I know exactly the A to Z of it. It's really a conversation. It's also not a therapist's couch, as much as, interestingly, I have a bit of background in psychology, but yeah, this isn't necessarily a therapist's couch, but it's more an exploratory space. Create a space where we learn to ask better questions together. What you can expect from this podcast, what you can expect from this podcast, each episode, I think I intend to bring you into daily conversations. So conversations about daily life, goal setting, navigating change, how do we navigate the chaos of adulting? We'll explore, you know, some theory behind it, I guess. You know, what's the science and, you know, social commentary, maybe. Maybe a little bit of, like, what ancient wisdom, what older people or different generations might think about the particular topic. Maybe what your neighbor thinks or what a colleague or even you have experienced. So, you know, just exploring from different worldviews and different perspectives what each of these topics mean. And so what you can expect is it might feel like a conversation and sitting with a good friend who probably overthinks and thinks a bit too much about certain topics or reads too many things about it, but still knows how to share in a moment, ask a hard question, but also laugh through the mess of it all. So in the next few episodes, we'll dive into questions like why adulting is so exhausting, why everything is so messy, you know, rebuilding your identity after becoming a mom, how exactly do we even begin to navigate that? What does burnout really look like? And why are we so proud of, you know, working so hard? Why are we so proud of pushing ourselves over the limit? And then, like, things like as well, how do you work through the guilt trips? The guilt tripping that happens when we set goals and sometimes do or do not achieve them. Those are some of the few things that you can expect. Something else that I could share is other topics like why change feels like grief. Why change feels like you are losing something. And interestingly enough, here's another one, why purpose is more than just a LinkedIn bio. And the last one I'll just throw in here for interest's sake is the myth of having it all figured out in your 30s, by your 30s. Why do we think that? So personal growth, self-discovery, you know, work and career mindsets, why do we do things or think the way that we do at work, motherhood and I guess general identity, navigating change, holistic growth and spiritual wellness, you know, the coexisting of faith and therapy and all these things in building who we are and having these really meaningful conversations. So your invitation, come into this space with me, come with your questions, come with your doubts, just like I have, come with your curiosity, come with all of that, and let's explore the mind of the matter together. And if something resonates with you, please share it with a friend. Please connect with me. Please continue to reach out so that we can explore these things together. And until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring the mind of